Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. 7th of the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our friend Frank Levin, great member of our Brain Trust, global CEO of Export Now, exportnow.com. Folks, I encourage you to check it out and learn more about how you can get your products, the things that you sell in front of the middle class in China. And remember what I said a minute ago, the size of the middle class in China is the size of the entire population of the United States, right, Frank?
Yeah, Jim, can I just give you one statistic? We're on the largest e-commerce platform in the world, Tmall.com, five letters, T-M-A-L.com, Tmall, and it's all in Chinese, but go ahead and look it up. But the point is the number of registered customers on Tmall, 400 million registered customers on this e-commerce platform. So it's the largest shopping mall in the world, the biggest phone book in the world, the biggest billboard in the world. And it's a real pleasure.
What about books? Do they buy books on that site?
Yeah, you can find books on that site as well. It's not primarily a bookstore. I've said that. There are other sites that are primarily bookstores, but you can find books on that site, absolutely. Right.
If I have a product, I said something a minute ago, if my packaging is in English, but what about the instruction book? Does that need to be in Chinese?
We will translate that. We'll translate that. But I'll say this,
okay.
we do products with instructions now, but be careful about, I wouldn't start with the most complicated products. The products
right.
need a lot of assembly and a lot. My advice is don't start with those, start with the simpler products.
Now, give us an idea. If I wanted to, let's say I've got some kind of a product that's fairly unique and I think that, you know, we think that the Chinese will like it a lot. And I want to get started. What would it be, just a rough estimate, an average cost in the first 90 days, 6 months or so to get established, what would you think would be my capital commitment?
The entire capital commitment to post your product on the site, get that label on there, get in the bins, get your web page up, everything, just to get started is $3,000 US. So for $3,000 US, you're online in China. Then we do recommend some kind of smallish advertising buy, say $1,000 a month. China has basically a local variant, their variant of Google AdWords. So the point is, if you're selling spark plugs or tennis rackets or cosmetics, you can buy an ad whenever somebody's searching for tennis or tennis lessons or sporting equipment. Your
right.
tennis racket ad can come up just the way it does in the U.S. So we recommend doing something. I mean, it's a big market.
But I've also got to capitalize the inventory and the freight to ship it over there so that you can have it in the warehouse so that people can have it, order it, buy it today and get it delivered tomorrow.
Yes, on inventory, but that $3,000 includes the first shipment from Long Beach. So if you get
that includes freight from Long Beach. But I'm just trying to help people understand, you can't do this for $50, but it's also not $50,000.
Yeah, but also think about this, Jim. Think about 10 years ago, somebody might go to a business in the United States and say, I will put up your own web page so you can sell online here in America. And that, just doing that, just designing that web page, might cost $500 or $1,000.
There's no question.
Yeah, and we would consider that a fair deal. So the point is, it's not outrageous, I think, to say, look, including transoceanic shipment, labeling your product, we do trademark registration for your product, we put it in the bins, we store it, you're online for
right.
a year for $3,000. We don't think that's a bad deal. And I can tell you right away that the key indicator of people who can win and do this are people who are doing something successfully in e-commerce in the United States, meaning if your product is currently sold online in
right.
the United States with any degree of success, you can replicate that to some extent in China, usually.
I want to stop for a second, as we got about a minute left over, and I want to talk a little bit altruism here, Frank.
Yeah.
I've said for a long time, I believe what Frederick Bastiat, the 19th century French economist, said. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. If we do business with China, when somebody in Peking buy something from Peoria, Frank. That's good for the future of planet Earth. When a small business owner connects with a consumer, a small business owner in Peoria connects with a consumer in Peking. That's good for planet Earth, and I think it's a little benefit you get from this. What do you think, Frank?
Well, no, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think as you improve communication, you improve familiarity, but all of that comes with trade. Meaning, people who are selling online in China, well, if they start hitting certain numbers of sales, they're going to go visit China. They're going to find a distributor for traditional China.
Exactly.
They're going to hire a Chinese.
Exactly.
So all of a sudden, you're going to build something out there that 2 years ago didn't exist. So absolutely, you're building goodwill.
Frank, I got to wrap it up. Congratulations on the good work you're doing. Thank you for helping small business owners. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. Good to chat with you.
See you next time. Quick break. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.